A sitting member of the House of Representatives shilling for gun control. He's supposed to be a Republican, he's a rhino, and he's been key to getting a big piece of anti-gun legislation passed. Oh yeah, and his runoff election's tomorrow. First off, I hope you all had a phenomenal Memorial Day weekend. Hope you were able to give thanks and remember those who gave everything for this country. That is what Memorial Day is about. It's not about flipping burgers and dogs. All right, Tony Gonzalez is a representative in Texas District 23 who just happens to be in a runoff election tomorrow, the primary, against my friend Brandon Herrera. You might have heard of him, AKA Jesus. He was on Face Your Nation and he was shilling for gun control. I'm going to let you hear it from his mouth and then I'm going to give you some facts.
We're joined now by Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you mentioned that runoff election in this primary challenger you have faced. That's the 28th. In the initial, you received 45% of the primary vote, just short of that 50% threshold. I want to ask, because last March you were censured by the Texas Republican Party, and you connected that to the votes that you took to help get the bipartisan Safer Communities Act through the Congress. Do you feel that some of the challenges you're facing now are because of the work you did after those school kids were killed?
You know, Margaret, you cannot be afraid to do what you think is right. You're never going to get it perfect, but you have to fight for the things that are important to us. Keeping our kids safe from being murdered from crazy people, that should be important to all of us. It shouldn't just be talking points. We shouldn't just blame someone else. We shouldn't just talk about mental health. We should actually do something about it to keep us safe. The Safest Community Act has prevented over 500 school shootings from happening, but that is only the start. We have to do much, much more. I'm not afraid of that vote. I'm not afraid of this runoff. I ran very hard in order to win this election, and I'll keep delivering for my district.
It sounds like you're saying, yes, that that vote hurt your prospects in your district.
I'm in a runoff for a reason.
On your point, though, you know, Donald Trump is campaigning, saying he's going to peel back all of Joe Biden's restrictions on guns. There weren't a lot of restrictions on guns in this community, Safer Community Act, but you're telling Republicans don't repeal this. You're telling Donald Trump don't repeal the work you did.
I'd argue there weren't any restrictions on guns in this bill. This was a mental health bill that got spun as a gun control bill for the different, advocacies so they could campaign against it or campaign for it. What it did do is it provided mental health resources and it gave background checks to minors. I'm okay with background checks. Americans should be okay with background checks. We have to do more to keep our kids safe in school. My kids go to school with a bulletproof backpack. You should think about sending your kids to school with bulletproof backpacks. It's not fair. It's not the world that we grew up in, but something has to change. And it can't just be words and it can't just be pointing blame. We have to solve real problems. We have to debate the issue and we have to solve real problems by bringing money back. One of my community projects, I brought $5 million back to the Northeast Independent School District in San Antonio for a quick reaction force, essentially a SWAT team for the local ISD.
We're going to get into this, but first I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. You've heard me talking about precious metals and telling you that experts were calling for record high gold. It's here, over $2,300 an ounce. Will it stop there? Nobody really knows, but those same experts are calling for gold to reach $3,200 an ounce or even higher. It's pinned to inflation. And silver is rising as well. I bought my gold and silver last year with Lear Capital, and I'm up big on that purchase, big. It's pretty clear that every time they print dollars in the government, our dollars lose value. Since 2020, every buck in our wallets has lost over 24% of its purchasing power. That's why I buy gold and silver, because it holds value, can actually increase. Buy some gold and silver, store it in your safe. It is not too late. Call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Links are down below and in the pinned comment. Get their free information. Ask them if they have that $3,200 an ounce gold report I've been telling you about for a while. Give them a call today. 1-800-260-5075. Again, 1-800-260-5075. Or head over to LearGG.com. There you go. Now, before I tear apart what he said, he also, in the beginning of it that I didn't show you because it's not pertinent, he also defended Joe Biden during this border crisis. We're being invaded in the southern border by people from all around the globe who shouldn't be here because they're not doing it the legal way. They're breaking into your home. He said that it's Mexico's fault because Mexico is undergoing an election next month for the president, 9 governorships, as well as their Congress. So he wants you to believe, now his district is Texas 23 along the border of Texas and Mexico. He wants you to think it's Mexico who's rounding up people from places like China. Come on in, all the military-aged men. People from the Middle East, come on in, military-aged men. And they're the ones doing this and pushing them through so their elections go better. Okay. Well, Tony Gonzalez, shills for gun control. He mentioned that 500 number. Before I get there, he was one, just one, of the 15 rhinos who sold out Americans voting against the Constitution by passing the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Bipartisan Safer Communities Act had a lot of bribe money for states to enact red flag laws, which violate your Second Amendment, your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, and more. I've covered red flags ad nauseum. And there were also some changes to some definitions that the ATF then took because that's what they wanted, and they then instituted a new rule on engaged in the business, the universal background check rule, the force private citizens to get a federal license to sell firearms to sell one gun in their collection. It's crazy. Now, we're going to go back to that here in a second, but that 500 number that he is saying where they saved 500 school shootings, well, this guy is such an ass clown. He's just saying that literally right out of his rear end because the 500 number isn't people who were looking to shoot up schools. What it was 500, he says minors, 518 to 20-year-olds who had to undergo an enhanced background check brought to you by the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, an unconstitutional extended background check on top of our already unconstitutional background checks, which allowed them to go further into the background of somebody who was 18 to 20 year old. So into their juvenile records and stuff like that. And they, I mean, if you get into a fight as a juvenile, you can then be denied a firearm when you are an adult. Now these same minors, according to Tony, they're minors, these 18 to 20 year olds, they go to war for the country, they can get married, they can start businesses, they can take on astronomical debt at any of these, wokey type universities and stuff like that. They can enter into contracts. So they're adults in everything else except for defending themselves, which is an unalienable right that shall not be infringed. So that's the 500. How many people were actually denied background checks by something that popped up in their enhanced background check? They're not minors. And Tony also didn't tell you the amount of people who, of that 500, who ended up getting approved because they appealed, and thus, it's not really 500. They're fake numbers that they're throwing out. So he also pitched this in saying that it was a mental health bill that was kind of bastardized by the powers that be and turned into a gun control bill. Well, you should have known that if you read the bill. I read the bill here in my channel and told people what was going to happen, and it did. And so this is the new messaging by the people who are in trouble. Tony's in trouble. He was censured by the Texas Republican Party, the GOP in Texas, and he's in a runoff tomorrow with Brandon Herrera. Vote for Brandon Herrera. Get this piece of trash out of office and kick him down the line so he can go back and be a dirtbag wherever he was before he came into office and just lie to people and whatever, 500 minors, two lies right there. Now, where do we see this? How do I know this is what their new messaging is going to be? Well, this weekend, my friend Stephen Williford, a hero in Texas, he hates when I say that, a hero. You might have heard of him as the Barefoot Defender. Stephen is someone who did the right thing when times were tough. He took on an active shooter and ended the threat. Barefoot Defender, he ran out barefoot and engaged with his AR. Stephen's a hero, an absolute hero. He had the opportunity to confront John Cornyn, the senator who was the person who got his party to flip and create rhinos to pass the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act in the Senate. So Tony was a key part in the House, and Cornyn was the kingpin in the Senate. And here's what Cornyn said when confronted by Stephen Williford.
Great to see you.
The Biden administration tried to rewrite it. And we are.
Did you know this was going to happen?
I thought that the legislature was the one who was writing the law, not the Biden administration, the ATF.
Right.
So, no, I didn't. But we've got a Congressional Review Act to try to undo that.
That's not ever going to happen because the president's not going to sign it, though.
And so Gun Owners of America also supports his effort that he's describing.
But the also Gun Owners of America are supporting the
We filed a lawsuit, actually, that got the judge to put a stay on it for Texas. And so Gun Owners of America also.
So I think we'll win either in the court or, unfortunately, I don't know whether we'll get enough votes to get...
We shouldn't have to find it in the court. It costs so much money.
Unfortunately, it seems like too many things are being decided in courts these days, but that's what we see.
It costs a lot of money to fight it in the court.
I know it does.
We got to keep moving. I apologize, but thanks, Stephen.
Good to see you. God bless you.
So there you go. That's how scared they are. They're lying through their teeth. Vote for Brandon Herrera. Vote against Cornyn. I think he's up in like 3 or 4 years, so he's good on his current bid. But guys, we need to remember who did what against our Second Amendment and boot them. And Tony Gonzalez should be booted tomorrow in the primary in Texas. If you don't live in Texas, do me a favor. Share this to five people or five locations like Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, so that people see this, because people in Texas need to know what's going on. Guys and gals, I appreciate you oh so much. I'm gonna do a video tomorrow to tell you about a lesson I learned while I was in Atlanta, one that I think people can benefit from. It wasn't a good one. It was painful, but I'll see you with that one. Have a phenomenal remainder of your Memorial Day weekend. I love each and every single one of you. You are your own first responder. So be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun, y'all. Take care.